Grace, mercy, and peace to you from God our Father and from our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Amen. The parable of the prodigal son. One of my favorite stories in the whole Bible, probably yours as well. What a joyous, comforting story for sinners. This was a parable that Jesus told to the Pharisees when they were grumbling, saying, "This man welcomes sinners and eats with them." Because Luke tells us all the tax collectors and sinners were drawing near to hear Jesus. Interesting crowd. Tax collectors, sinners, Pharisees. Jesus brought them all together, the tax collectors and sinners, to hear Jesus, and the Pharisees to grumble about him. And Jesus tells them stories. A shepherd and his lost sheep, a woman who lost and then found a coin, and then our story, a joyous father who has lost a son, but then found him again, and a sulking older brother who could not bear to watch this wayward younger sibling given such a royal welcome, so much better than he deserved, so much better than the older brother himself, the faithful son, had ever been treated. So what were the Pharisees supposed to think when they hear this? The Pharisees, of course, are the older brother, the older son. And the story contains for them a clear rebuke. "You faithful guardians of the Torah, do not begrudge the father his waiting, watching, longing, his eyes trained on the homestead road, his aching heart for the son who has departed. No matter the circumstance, no matter the offense, no matter the arrogance of your brother, this is his son. You faithful guardians of the Torah, do not begrudge the father his compassion. This is his son. Do not begrudge the father his joy, his lavish overreaction, his shameless forgetting of the past. This is his son, and he has come home." The Pharisees are the older son, and Jesus rebukes them. But notice how gently Jesus rebukes them. No thunderous, "Woe to you, O Pharisees." No, "You offspring of vipers," or "You whitewashed tombs." No, "Come on, Pharisees, you've been complaining about eating with tax collectors and sinners since chapter 5. No. Instead, Jesus must have looked into their eyes as he comes to this point in the parable, as the father pleads, "Son, you are always with me, and everything I have is yours. So come, we must celebrate, for this your brother was dead and is alive, was lost and is found. You, dear Pharisees, who have come to grumble, stay to rejoice. Stay with us," Jesus pleads. "Stay with us and celebrate the joy of repentance, the joy of the kingdom of God." What are the Pharisees supposed to think as they hear this parable? Yes, they are the older son. But first, as the story unfolds, the Pharisees, like all hearers of this tale, identify with the father and the younger son. What son cannot identify with disobeying and disrespecting his father? What father has not feared, if not experienced, his child's wayward rejection? And who can listen to Jesus here and not be moved when the father sees his lost son still a long way off, and runs to him, and embraces him, and kisses him? What if this were me? What if this were me, as the son or as the father? And before God, this is me, I the son, he the father. Oh, what joy, what relief, what love, and the best robe, and ring, and sandals, and an over-the-top banquet, really? My goodness, yes. Let's have it all. It is the hearer's initial identification with the younger son that makes the second part of Jesus' parable work. Do not begrudge the wayward son the compassion, the love, the welcome, the joy which you yourself have received from God, which you yourself ought so to rejoice in. So the Pharisees are both sons, and of course, so are we, prone to wander, retrieved and received by our God in Christ Jesus again and again and again. And yet, in spite of it all, judging ourselves more deserving of God's love than other brothers, failing miserably to appreciate the depth and the fervency of God's longing to find his still lost sons. The parable of the prodigal son. What a story. What a scene. Behold the tax collectors, the prostitutes, the sinners, all leaning in near to hear Jesus. Behold the respectable Pharisees pondering, weighing the words of this tale. And then behold just who it is that is speaking. Jesus Christ, the Son of the Father, our brother. In some ways, he is like the older brother in the tale. He is the faithful son in the family. I have never disobeyed your commands, the older son says. Son, you are always with me, and everything that I have is yours, the father says to this older son. And at the same time, Jesus is so very different than the older son in the tale. In this season of Lent, we marvel that the Son of God allows himself to be treated so badly so that his brothers might be treated so well. Go forth, my son. Go forth and find your brother. Depart from your home, from your robe, from your ring, from your table. Walk the cruel road. Find him and bring him home. Lose everything so that your brother might gain everything. Suffer everything so that your brother might escape his suffering. And your brother, Jesus, did. For your sake, he made himself poor. For you, he hungered and he thirsted, and no one gave him anything. In his hunger, he received the taunts and the temptations of the devil. In his thirst, they gave him gall to drink. For you, he spent everything. For you, he squandered everything. For you, to find you, he entered every unclean place, pig fields and cemeteries, among demon-possessed men. He ate with prostitutes, tax collectors, and sinners. Foxes have holes. Birds have nests. He had no place to lay his head. He spent everything. He squandered everything. Until at last, he hung naked on a cross, crucified among thieves. Jesus, the Son of God, your brother. You sons and daughters of God, what a home you have been welcomed to. What a banquet has been prepared before you. What a father you have who runs to you and embraces you and kisses you. And what a brother. So come, with your brother Jesus and with one another, share the feast of our Father's love. We must celebrate and be glad. Even as we pray and labor and share the Father's longing that more and more of his still lost sons might join us here. Amen.